This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So Robert De Niro and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are set to make a big announcement tomorrow as part of the World Mercury Project. This announcement will be held at the National Press Club. It'll be streamed live. You can watch it from the World Mercury Project website, which is worldmercuryproject.org. This announcement concerns vaccines and mercury. Now, I should add this as well. They're going to offer some kind of, quote, unique challenge with a substantial cash award to the American people and the media. So there's going to be a big challenge, a big cash award of some kind related to vaccines and mercury. Going to be interesting to see what that is. I already know what it is, but it's embargoed, so I can't tell you what it is until it comes out tomorrow. But I can assure you it's going to be really quite monumental. Now, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been named by President Trump to head the Vaccine Investigation Commission to look at the safety of vaccines. And we already know that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is, of course, an opponent of mercury in vaccines, although he is not an opponent of vaccines in general. He's very, very precise in his description that he's pro-vaccine and his children are all vaccinated and so on. But that he is opposed to mercury in vaccines. And that's a great starting point. Why can't we all be opposed to injecting children with mercury, a known heavy metal neurotoxin that causes brain damage? You know, shouldn't that be sort of a basic starting point for medicine? But no, not according to the lying, corrupt, quack science vaccine industry. They say, no, it's totally safe to inject children with mercury. And no, there's no links between vaccines and autism. And no, vaccines are totally safe. They don't harm anybody. This is the false narrative of the mainstream media, even though the secret vaccine court has paid out, I think, $3 billion in awards so far because of children being damaged by vaccines. But it's all covered up. It's all lied about. And the entire mainstream media is, they are dedicated to pushing the pro-vaccine propaganda, which means that CNN is going to viciously attack Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Robert De Niro, frankly. You know, MSNBC is going to attack them. Every mainstream media outlet, Washington Post, New York Times, Scientific American, you name it, they're all going to attack these two for daring to ask the question, why are we injecting children with mercury, a known neurotoxin? This is the insanity of the system, the vaccine system, that someone who raises a red flag and says, why are we harming our own children, is considered an anti-science quack or kook or a vaccine hater or what have you. I mean, it's insane. Now, for Robert De Niro's part, he, of course, you know, he got involved in a little bit of controversy a year ago or so, a little more than a year ago, with the Vaxxed documentary. And Vaxxed is just a great documentary by Del Bigtree and Dr. Andrew Wakefield and other people involved in that. It's a great film, and it was censored out of the Tribeca Film Festival, just yanked out of the festival. And, of course, Robert De Niro plays a key role in Tribeca, right? One of the co-founders, I believe. But then a couple of weeks later, De Niro said, hey, why can't people just watch the film and make up their own minds? Because once again, the entire mainstream media viciously attacked the film, the Vax film. And then they viciously attacked De Niro for daring to say that people should watch it and make up their own minds. You got to understand, the entire left-wing media is nothing but propaganda. They are at war with the Trump administration, for one thing. They're at war with America. They're at war with science. And they're pushing false science, fake science, which is this vaccine quackery. But they attack anyone who questions the false narratives of that fake science. So the entire mainstream media is engaged in the medical murder, you might say, of children, and it's deliberate. And they all take orders from a single source, from headquarters. Someone is telling the media what to say, who to attack, what to report, what to not report. I've even heard that a major media outlet has already pulled out of covering this announcement by Robert De Niro because their advertisers told them that if they covered it, they would pull their ads. And who do you think their advertisers are? The vaccine manufacturers, the drug companies, the Mercks and Eli Lilly's and Johnson and Johnson's of the world. Yeah, Pfizer, all those companies. Do you think that they have any sway over the editorial coverage of these media outlets? Of course they do, because it's drug advertising that funds a lot of these media outlets. So they kowtow to the financial interests of the vaccine industry, which is involved in the orchestrated routine maiming and sometimes murder of innocent children. And we know that Dr. William Thompson, a CDC scientist, had already gone public with his admission of taking part in some serious scientific fraud at the CDC to cover up the links between vaccines and autism in African-American boys. They know that it causes autism, or an increased risk of autism would be a more accurate way to say it. They know that. They already have the data. They already have the studies. The CDC has been covering this up for decades because the CDC is nothing but the prostitute of the vaccine industry. The FDA, also obedient prostitutes of the pharmaceutical industry. And frankly, until President Trump came along, the White House was also just obedient prostitutes to the vaccine industry. That's Obama, that's Bush before him. And it would have been Hillary Clinton, by the way, who's another vaccine pusher. Trump is the only one in our lives who has been willing to just ask some basic questions like, hey, maybe mercury in vaccines isn't safe. Maybe the flu shots are fraud. You know, maybe you shouldn't be injecting into your blood foreign viruses and other contaminants and particles and weird crap that's in the vaccines these days. And that's why they're trying to destroy him. You think it's just about politics? No, it's about profits. Donald Trump is a threat to the vaccine industry. The vaccine industry is a threat to humanity. So who's your friend here? It's Donald Trump. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's a threat to the vaccine industry. Robert De Niro, in his own way, is also deemed a threat to the vaccine industry. Why? Because they're asking questions. And isn't that real science? Isn't that the epitome of real science? The demonstration of science is to ask questions. But according to the vaccine industry today and all of its media prostitutes out there, no, you're not allowed to ask questions because they're bullies. The vaccine industry is nothing but medical bullies and science bullies. They are bullies just like these left-wing rioters that are trying to bully Milo Yiannopoulos out at UC Berkeley. The vaccine industry is nothing but a bunch of quacks, a bunch of greedy profiteers, child murderers, and bullies, science bullies. And if you get down to who they really are, the people pushing vaccines, like that quack in Detroit, what's his name? ORAC, freaking David, is it David something? I forgot his name. He's a total quack, and he's a mean, horrible person. There's like a dark soul, like a seething, evil minion of hell who has somehow acquired a medical license. Yeah. Oh, yeah. These people are incredibly evil. And the vaccine pushers are the most evil of all. Look at Bill Gates. Bill Gates out there talking about depopulation. You have to rid the planet of most of humanity. And how's he going to do it? Vaccines. That's his answer. He openly gives speeches. He talks about, oh, you got to get rid of all the, you know, you got to lower the population. How are you going to do it? Vaccines and family planning and birth control and infertility technologies. He says vaccines first. It's like, that's his number one way to do it. How are you going to lower the population? Vaccines. Gee. I mean, they're just openly admitting it. If you pay attention, if you just listen to what they're saying, they're telling you the plan. And then you find out, by the way, and this is not a conspiracy theory, this is a proven fact, in Africa, the vaccines are secretly laced with infertility chemicals, birth control chemicals. And this was found by a mission in Africa that is a religious mission. I forgot their name, but they were a pro-vaccine mission. They've always been pro-vaccine. And they noticed that for some reason they were being told to vaccinate just the women, the young women of childbearing age and not the men. And they had the vaccines tested, and it turned out they were laced with all of these birth control chemicals. So vaccines are used as a cover to inject women with infertility drugs. How's that? How's that for modern vaccine science and depopulation, Bill Gates style? You know, this it's classic Gates Foundation subterfuge, you know, globalist agenda type of crap. And that's what the vaccine industry really is. It's a globalist agenda. So anyway, I'll talk about this more later. And when this world, what is it again? The World Mercury Project website, when they broadcast their event tomorrow, of course, I'll be watching, and I'll record another podcast after they announce their event. But watch for the entire media. The entire media is going to viciously attack Robert De Niro and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in the same way that they've been attacking Trump, which is kind of hilarious in a way, because Robert De Niro said he wanted to punch Trump in the face. So, you know, they got a little disagreement there on politics. But Robert De Niro, sadly, is going to be punched in the face by the media because he's daring to stand up and ask some common sense questions about vaccines. And, you know, speaking of punching people in the face, what we all need to do is basically bitch slap the media into silence, because they are liars. They are deceivers. They are evil. They're malicious. They are prostitutes of the vaccine industry that is killing children in America today. They are pushing the mercury. I mean, every mainstream media journalist or writer or editor is a prostitute working for evil. But they justify it to themselves. They think, oh, we're doing good work. We're telling the truth. No, you're not. You're being lied to. You're being fed lies by your bosses, and you are part of a machine of destruction that is killing and maiming children, causing untold suffering, human suffering across our planet because of the propaganda and the lies they push and the malicious ways that they attack truth tellers like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or, you know, like Donald Trump or Robert De Niro or the Health Ranger, myself. All of us who are attempting to tell the truth and to literally help children, to really genuinely help protect children, we are all viciously attacked by the media, because the media wants to push death, suffering, destruction, brain damage, and depopulation. You know, if you really get down to it, that's what this is. The mainstream media is the propaganda branch of almost satanic evil in our world. And Mercury is sort of like the table of elements projection of Satanism. It is such a devastatingly dangerous heavy metal. It's like, and I mean this metaphorically, it's like the devil has seized a hold of your brain cells and is just obliterating your neurology cell by cell. That's what Mercury does. It's almost satanic or incredibly demonic in terms of its destruction. And yet you've got members of the media, CNN, Washington Post, you name it, that are out there defending Mercury like the, you know, Satan's heavy metal. They're defending it, which is why I actually put out a challenge for these Mercury pushers to drink Mercury. I put out a video. I was like, why don't you drink a liter of Mercury and prove that it's safe to inject into children? So far, I've had no takers on that. I wonder why. So they won't drink it themselves because they know it would kill them, but they're more than happy to have it injected into children and call it public health. And in California, they require it. They require it. It's the law. It's government coercion that you have to poison your children before they can go to school, where they get poisoned by even more fake education, fake history, Agenda 21, Common Core, you name it. Yeah. Yeah, we live in an effed up world, folks. And every once in a while, a few people try to stand up and tell the truth, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Robert De Niro, or President Trump, for that matter. The system goes berserk. The system does everything to destroy them. They will lie about them. They will fabricate false information. They will spread false rumors. They will do anything and everything to destroy these individuals, just as they have done to Donald Trump or, you know, leaders in the independent media. But now you know that's going on. See, they're not fooling the people anymore. That's what has changed. So now we have an opportunity to actually make this an issue, perhaps force the vaccine industry to remove mercury completely from vaccines. And that's the goal here of the World Mercury Project right now. And I understand that that's not the total goal of many of us who are skeptics about vaccine safety. There's a lot of other stuff in vaccines besides mercury that's very dangerous. You know, the squalene and the adjuvants and so on, and heavy metals, contaminants, and weird particles, foreign viral strains that shouldn't even be in there. There's all kinds of stuff in vaccines. But you got to start somewhere, and mercury is the obvious place to start. So in this sense, I fully support the World Mercury Project's goal of removing mercury from vaccines. So let's see where this goes. Just watch for the media to go on an all-out assault against these two. Yeah, it's going to be relentless, which just proves to you how important this is to the vaccine industry. You got to ask yourself, why does the vaccine industry care so much about making sure that they can keep poisoning children? Why aren't they voluntarily removing mercury from vaccines? Why do they insist on injecting children with a toxic heavy metal that causes brain damage and is almost certainly linked to autism and many other neurological disorders in children? Why? When you can answer that question, and I'll leave it to you to answer it yourself, then you're starting to understand the truth of just how successful evil has been in taking over our world, and how the evil elements in many of our industries, the war industry, the medical industry, the financial industry, how they profit from human suffering and death and destruction. Until you fully grasp that, you are not yet ready to face the reality of the world in which we live. So I encourage you, think about that question, find the answer that makes sense to you, and act accordingly. You can follow more news about vaccines at vaccines.news. And also, of course, keep listening to my Health Ranger Report at healthrangerreport.com, or read my website, naturalnews.com. We will be carrying breaking news from this Robert De Niro / Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announcement from the World Mercury Project. Thanks for listening.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because
Our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.